All right, what's up, guys? Me, Matt. We're going to Basic Entertainment. Welcome to another podcast, Geek Talk Podcast. This podcast is going to be on YouTube, Anchor. Make sure you guys go follow Anchor. It's also on Spotify. You search up Geek Talk Podcast. You can search it up. Link in the description below for all of that. Instagram, all of that stuff in the description below. And let's get in with our topic. We've got Junior with me as the co-host. All right, let's get in with our first topic of today, discussion, and this hopefully we can discuss actually today. All right, so I think it was this Friday. Yes, it was this Friday. Set photos of the new Suicide Squad movie 2, directed by James Gunn, released, and we got some information of which character is gonna play which, or which actor is gonna play which, and what characters we're gonna get in this movie. So first off, we got this orange chick right here. She is Mongol's daughter.
Okay.
So we got her.
Yeah.
This is your first time looking at the picture, so this is the first time reaction. I'm going to get my thoughts about this. You got this guy right here, who's Flame Bong, is going to play as Javan.
The one with the blue and yellow costume?
Yeah. You got Peter Davison's character, who, what I heard about him is that he's kind of like an anti, he's like just like Batman, but he's a, you know, bad guy. You got Nathan Fillion character, who is Blackguard, which his power is he's just a big shield. And you got Jai Courtney as Captain Boomer, who's returning from the first one. He's coming back. And then you got Sean Gunn, who is in a mocap suit, which we don't know who's going to play. Some people are speculating King Shark. I don't know who he's going to play. I know he's just in this because of his brother, but whatever he's in, he's just going to be mocap. And they're gonna probably do the voiceovers. So, what you think about these set photos?
I think this movie it looks like it's going to be more colorful than the last one. The costumes look really colorful.
Yeah.
And the last one, it was like, even Boomerang, you see right now, it's not colorful. But the other character, it look more colorful.
Uh huh.
So it's going to be a little bit more. The looks going to be more colorful. The humor is going to be a little bit more colorful. It's going to be a little bit more mainstream. And that will kind of look, the picture look like to me.
Yeah. So, what do you think about Peter Davison playing in the superhero movie?
I don't know what his character is. What's his character?
He's like a bad Batman, I want to say. I'm not sure. These characters are obscure.
Yeah.
I don't know none of these fucking characters. These characters are, and which is a good thing.
Yeah, they could make this character come to life better. I don't know if he doesn't seem like a good actor to me.
No?
No.
He was the one I was like, Peter Davison.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, he's a comedian, but I don't know, it doesn't feel like he's a good actor. I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he would do a good movie, good role. He needs this movie to break out.
Yeah.
But I never seen him like in Saturday Night Live. He was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like.
Yeah.
I think James Gunn can probably get the best out of all these actors.
Yeah.
Because he is, James Gunn is a good director. That's no question about that. I'm actually liking this set photo. This is a clear, different Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
This is what, like, I look at this and I just look at the logo itself. The Suicide Squad, this new logo that they're gonna have is,
I haven't seen the logo yet.
Well, the logo is let me bring it up right now. I'm gonna cut this part because I'm like not talking. And this is just the clear difference. Now you got this logo, the brand new logo, and look how comic book colorful looking it is.
Yeah, look more colorful.
It's from the comics. That's straight from the comics.
Oh, that's straight from the comic book?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, does go well with the folder. Like, it does look like it's going to put more cards into this movie.
And then now look at this logo. The first movie logo.
Yeah, it looked a lot of purple and green.
It's trying like
to be like Joker.
Realistic type, kind of, no?
Nah, yeah, I think they're using the Joker Carter, then you don't use Joker.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of weird.
That's kind of weird.
But they're trying to be, you know, like, different.
Yeah.
And the new one is like, they're trying to just be a comic book.
And that's why I'm liking about this picture is because what they're going to try to be is a comic movie. They're not going to try to be this...
Also, I should say, we're not a big Suicide Squad comic book fan.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not like our knowledge of
Suicide Squad.
Other thing. Like I like Marvel more, the comics, and except from Batman. I like Batman comics.
Right.
But Suicide Squad was like, okay... I've seen couple, but never got into them.
Yeah.
So I don't know like all these characters that well.
And yeah, you know, what else is there to say about the first movie? The movie was overhyped.
Yeah.
We hyped it up to the max. It didn't pan out. Will Smith is not there anymore. Okay. Deadshot is gonna be gone. They try to put some. We talked about it the other day. They try to humanize Deadshot.
Yeah.
Sympathize. Which, after watching Joker, it makes you think, we need to see a bad guy do bad shit. I feel like I've been saying this for a while now. Suicide Squad didn't made us feel like we're watching bad guys.
No.
They try to make them sympathize for them. And it's like, we don't want that. We want to see bad guys doing bad shit. We want them seeing fight. Not demons from... whatever that was, Enchantress. We want to see them fighting normal people, almost. Like, I don't think they're going to fight any normal people. You got this chick right there, Mongo's sister, a daughter, who's obviously the most powerful one, going to probably be there.
Yeah, Deadshot should
She's an alien, so that's crazy.
Deadshot should be a guy who killed for money, because he wants to get the money, he just want to be rich. Not... get the money for her daughter. That was the problem. They put the daughter to make us
sympathize.
Season fight, she was make Deadshot.
Yeah.
And that's not what Deadshot is.
Yeah, Deadshot.
Deadshot is a guy. He's killed for money. That's
and
it.
Deadshot is a psychopath.
Yeah.
The guy kills people. He kills people. He's almost like Bullseye in a way. He's
yeah.
a good shooter. He shoots from long ranges, bouncing off bullets, bouncing off. Like, it's crazy what the guy could do. He's very accurate with his stuff. The guy's a mercenary who's a killer. And you just got Will Smith, which Will Smith doesn't want to play character like that. Let's be real. That was one of the problems with the Deadshot.
Yeah.
Will Smith was a problem. You know? It's a win and a loss. You're going to get a good performance from Will Smith. And you're going to get a bad character from Deadshot. That's what you're just going to get.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I just want to see the best out of the character that I know of him. I don't want to see them trying to change it. And obviously it didn't work. The guy's not there anymore. Dude's not there anymore. Will Smith's not in this set photo. You know,
he's not in the movie.
Exactly.
The guy who replaced him, what his name
is? Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Well, he might not even play him.
What character he's going to play?
I don't know. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean,
this is interesting because, of course, we talked about them revealing the cast.
Yeah.
And they reveal the cast and stuff. But we honestly don't know who's going to play who. They really haven't confirmed it besides this. So this has got fans thinking who's going to play who. Now we know that these actors are playing these characters.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, the guy with the blue and the yellow one, what's his name?
Let me search this guy. Javelin. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name.
Is he a good guy from the comic or the bad guy?
He's a bad guy. Let me search this guy up real quick.
Like, his costume looks kind of like a good guy costume. Like, when I think about like all comics, that's like a costume to like good guys. Like, cause it's so colorful.
Yeah.
Yellow and blue.
Javelin, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, is an obscure DC Comics villain mostly associated with Green Lantern. His first appearance was in 1984, but back then, Green Lantern was one of the DC who tended to playing on a Silver Age javelin during the run of Crisis on Infinite Earth.
So he's a
ties
a,
with.
So he's a Green Lantern bad guy.
He's a Green Lantern bad guy. So okay. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. Okay.
He looks interesting.
He looks interesting to me.
He is derpy.
Yeah, he looks derpy.
But he looks derpy in the comics. This is a good way to transition the comics into the screen, is it not?
Yeah.
They got it right. The only thing they got right is his hair, but I mean, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Maybe the blue is, you know, a little more light blue, but...
He got him right.
Yeah. James Gunn is getting these characters the way how they look right, yeah. You know? Maybe a black guard looks a little bit different.
Well, the
deal... you know, they pull... I didn't need...
The deal about young Gunn... James Gunn. He's not scared to be kind of weird.
No, he's not scared at all.
So, this could be good.
Yeah. Okay, Blackguard, DC, Richard Hearns, and...
Do we know what the story is about?
We don't know anything.
So we don't know nothing, just this follows.
He's an energy base, constructs, wields, and energy... He's just a big shield, that's what he is.
Yeah.
He's a... type of villain, dim-wit supervillain.
That's all interesting.
This is so interesting. Like yeah. they are really getting guys who, you know, this is gonna probably sound familiar, but we're getting a team that we don't know shit about.
That would be great. Like
and what we said the same story back in 2014, 2013. Who were the Guardians of the Galaxy? And James Gunn gives the answer.
Yeah,
this is my version of Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's gonna work. Now, Suicide Squad is a little bit different
because... We kind of knew. We knew. Yeah.
You know, we got the first Suicide Squad, and there were some noticeable characters in there. The Katana, you had your Deadshot, your Killer Croc, Captain Boomerang. But yeah. These guys are just bottom of the barrel. Who are these guys, you know? Who are these guys? And Suicide Squad, if anyone knows, their team switches up a lot.
Yeah.
So this could be a team that we can only have, like, a couple of characters returning if they... make a third one, you know what I'm saying? Depending on how this is gonna be, you know, this I don't know how they're gonna play it out. Soft reboot, it is gonna be a soft reboot sequel. You know, they're gonna obviously they're bringing back characters like Captain Boomerang, who
I have
no idea why they're bringing back Captain Boomerang. Jai Courtney is one of the worst actors in Hollywood right now, and he did absolutely nothing in the first movie. Hopefully, James Gunn can fix him, which I think he will, but the guy still can't act. Harley Quinn is coming back. Mara Waller is coming back. So, you got some characters coming back, but we're getting a fresh slate of characters.
The only thing I'm still worried about, they make these bad guys kind of good. Like,
they gotta make this movie radar.
Not in that sense. I'm not talking about that sense.
I want to see these goofy looking characters kill people. I want to see that. You know how weird it would be to see this guy wearing a blue and yellow bodysuit kill someone?
Yeah.
That would be badass. That would be like, whoa, shit, you know?
Do you think we can do that, though?
They could do it. They could do it. Let's do it. Why not?
Because in the
first movie shouldn't have been fucking red R. The first movie, I don't care what anyone says, the first movie shouldn't have been red R. It should have been radar. These are bad guys.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? These are bad guys. I want to see bad people. Bad guys doing bad shit.
You think a gun could do that?
Yes, he can. It will be even more better because we never seen James Gunn really handle something like this before. He's done PG-13, you know, Guardians. But now can he do something like that but radar?
Well, he did Brightburn.
He produced Brightburn.
But still... Maybe he could do it, but I'm still feel like Galaxy to me, and Galaxy still good guys.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he trying to remake Galaxy.
I think he's trying to remake Galaxy.
It could be a good movie, but I want them to still be bad guys. I don't want him to remake.
The only way it can be different from Guardians is if they do rated R stuff. That will be a complete difference. Because it's PG-13, he's going to make them like Guardians.
But
and that's just his style.
I want in the end we not liking them.
I don't
want
to like in a good way. In a good way, like yeah, Joker.
Like Joker, yeah.
I don't. Joker did some bad shit, and I like him for that. You know.
Yeah.
You know he did some bad shit. He did bad stuff. He didn't did good. Nothing was good that he did.
Yeah.
He killed innocent people. I want to see the same thing for that. They better not be fighting some aliens or some shit like that. I want to see that orange chick sock someone so hard in the face, some human, a mortal, that his face fucking explodes.
But like, they might do all this stuff.
That would be insane.
But they're going to do that for a good reason. That's the part I'm
scared worry about. Of that too. I hope they don't sympathize these characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are straight bad guys. Yeah. They're not like anti-hero or nothing like that.
Nah, these are bad guys.
I don't think they're going to go that way.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully.
Hopefully not. I think it's still going to be a better movie than the first one.
Obviously, yeah. I think that's not even a question.
But still, it's going to be me like, oh, okay, we're going, in the end, they're going to save the day. And I don't want them to save the day.
Well, we gotta look more in the Suicide Squad comics and see what they really do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
And maybe, hopefully we can get one of these characters to do something like, what was that guy's name from the first one? I forgot. The one, the guy with the arrow when he died.
Oh, yeah.
Him. Hopefully one of these guys can get killed off quick to show that Amber Waller is not playing around. Fuck, you know, fuck these motherfuckers.
Oh, I want to see
something online. You get killed.
Oh, I want to see one of these people kill a cop, cause the reason like, try to escape.
Made a little montage. They did it in the first one.
Yeah.
You know how they did it? That montage was kind of cool. I liked it.
They have some good.
The montage in the beginning of the movie was good because of Batman and then Deadshot.
Yeah.
And then we saw Flash, Captain Boomerang. That was cool.
It was the mission. Was a stupid mission.
Yeah, it was just a dumb mission.
Yeah, it was a dumb mission.
These bad guys, but where's Superman? These guys should not even be, like, they should be out of the country. They should be doing something
sneaky, like
sneaky, dirty, like in the, dirty shit.
In Justice League Unlimited.
Something like that.
Yeah.
When they sneaked in into the
Watchtower. Yeah, that
was
Deadshot
was in there. That shit was badass. Yeah,
even the army guy was in there.
Rick Flag?
Yeah, I think so. That was the army guy in the beginning.
Yeah, he's going to come back too in this one.
Yeah. So,
you got Rick Flag to put people on check.
Think about it. The Justice League Unlimited cartoon for kids, they're better shot than Suicide.
And they were doing bad people shit.
Yeah.
Deadshot was accurate. They got Deadshot right. He didn't need guns. He had stuff and he was just doing it.
Yeah.
Fucking hit him in the head. Just like Bullseye. Yeah, man.
And they were like kind of assholes to all the people. And
yeah. They're just doing it for the money.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that.
I know, and I want to see them do something sneaky that the government doesn't know.
And what's it rated R? Like,
yeah.
My problem is not rated R with PG.
You know.
My problem is the...
Rated R can make it a little different.
Yeah.
I want it to be rated R. I want it to be different.
It could be better, but my main point is the intent of Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be to save the world. Or to save the day.
It should be something sneaky.
It's sneaky.
Amber Waller doesn't want the government to know.
Something
that wants to get the job done.
Yeah, something to benefit them.
Yeah.
Not the like the war.
Yeah. That and then they get paid big money.
Yeah.
That's all they care about.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They would do the mission dirty as they can. Amber Waller can be like in a trailer, but this time the gloves are off.
Yeah.
This time get dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that, you know. Yeah. And they're going to be like, oh, all right. And you just see them, boom, boom, just killing people. Massacre. I want to see a fucking bloodbath. Fuck, I want to see some. I like bad guy movies. I'm starting to like bad guy movies.
Yeah.
It's such a different view from the hero movies we've been getting for all these years, which I like, you know. It's still cool.
No,
but something like Joker just changes up the game, like I told you, which Venom shouldn't have done. But, you know, Venom lacked that. Joker did it right of this bad guy who's just a bad guy.
That's the only bad movie we could be ever seen.
Yeah. Alright, so the next topic is going to be... We're done with that?
Yeah,
alright. So Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness plot leaks have came out. No spoilers. These are not really spoilers, so don't get it all... You know, okay. These are... Take this for a Gan Assault, too. This might not be real, but this is just something we could talk about, and it's kind of interesting. These are leaks for the plot, just the plot of the movie. Okay. So the leak says here, the film will indeed be a horror movie. Scott Derrickson pitched the first one as a horror, but Disney wanted to play safe for Steven's first outing. Now that he's an established character, Marvel is ready to take a risk. The movie will be PG-13, as we already should know that. Alright, hold on. I'm pulling up more information on it. Alright, it's fucking way funny. Okay. It will indeed to be direct tie-in to WandaVision. Wanda will go insane after the events of the series splits open the multiverse. Steven is torn between killing her or trying to redeem her, since he knows she is a good person deep down. He will also need to find a way to repair the shattered multiverse before everything goes to shit. Wanda will get a brand new look in the movie that is scary and will highlight the witch part of her character. Will include the crown, and I'm also hearing her hair will be black, and I think they will be going for a gothic Wanda. Okay, here's a real interesting one. Monica Rambeau, Darcy Lewis, and Jimmy Woo will be part of the movie as well. People have been speculating how Monica will get her powers in the MCU. Monica will get killed in WandaVision, but Steven enters a universe where Maria Rambeau, who is her mom, gets blasted by the Space Stone instead of Carol Danvers. Maria was pregnant at the time. She didn't know Monica inherits her mother's powers and become powerful when she grows up.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting. New characters include Claire, a sorcerer from Hong Kong that Steven falls in love. Jericho Drum, a new he's Brother Voodoo from London. Sanctum, whose parents were evil voodoozes. I don't know how to pronounce it. Returning is Wong, an ancient one, and the nurse from the first one. Main villains will be Nightmare, a demon who feeds on people's fears. He is eating at Wanda's fear and make her go insane and making her turn to a bad guy. They're gonna bring in Shumer Groff as a big eyeball. Hopefully that's not true. I want to see more. I would love to see Shumer Groff as actual villain. However, ends up playing whoever plays Wiccan, who is Wanda's son, will also be in the movie in Doctor Strange. Marvel Zombies will play a big part in the movie, and Steven will spend some time there trying to find a MacGuffin. He will see Zombie Cat, Zombie Iron Man, and Zombie Doctor Strange. The Sorcerer will battle a Zombie Hulk. The anime series What If will be a sequence of shorts, alternate timelines, which they were actually exploring that show. So what you think about this leak?
There's a lot in there.
Yeah, there's a lot in there. This is all leaked, this is all rumored, this is not. And this movie doesn't come out in 2021, so you can all forget about this.
So people been saying What If it's not canon. This made me think What If it is canon in this all different universe.
So what I heard a lot of people been saying is that the multiverse will be open up, and that multiverses of alternate stuff happening will be explained in What If. So Doctor Strange is gonna see like the zombie, right? The zombie multiverse. Yeah. Where he sees Zombie Iron Man, Zombie Cap. That's gonna be an episode of What If. So, and then there's What Ifs, and say like in a different multiverse, there's gonna be an episode of Peggy Carter getting a serum instead of Cap. That's gonna be a multiverse.
Yeah, that was a fresh.
That makes sense now. Wow, that honestly makes sense. That makes sense. Yep, I get it now.
So What If it's canon?
It's multiverse. Yeah, it's just multiverse. All the multiverse. Yeah. That we're gonna see in Doctor Strange, which will be live action, like a little stuff.
Well, I don't think we're going to see all of them.
No, we think a little peek. Yeah. Them, but there'll be one where he's at the zombie and he's fighting Zombie Iron Man and Zombie Cap, which will be badass. That is such a great way to get some couple horror moments in there.
Oh yeah.
That'll be, you know, he'll fight a zombie Hulk. That'll be so sick. We just get to see something dark and something different, you know, something evil fighting Doctor Strange. That something that is evil, but the character that we know and love. Yeah. Well, that's so interesting. But we'll get to see a full episode of that. And What If?
Yeah.
And which is part of the multiverses. And there's going to be even a what episode of Black Panther becomes Star-Lord. There's going to be 23 episodes of each movie is a what if. That is so crazy.
So there's going to be so many different...
Damn, dude. I cannot wait to see the Infinity War 1 and Endgame episode. How are they going to do that? Infinity War, maybe they lose.
Maybe they lose.
That's a different multiverse where they actually did lost.
Maybe the Red never walked to the machine.
Yeah.
I mean, never come out.
Wow. Holy shit. This is going to be insane.
There was a spoiler to me right there, you told me.
Yeah, you can say spoiler.
Because you just told me
Monica Rambeau.
Rambeau died in WandaVision.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then she come back alive in the movie.
Yeah. Spoiler, maybe.
A little bit.
But...
spoiler for the TV show, maybe she died.
Maybe she actually does. Dude, well, honestly, that's going to be until 2021. We're going to forget about this. Let's just talk about right now and make it interesting. So that's the most interesting part. I would love to see Maria Rambeau held the powers of Captain Marvel and not letting Brie Larson have it. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to take no shots. I promise.
The one thing that I am worried about, they use too much of multiverse. It's fine for one movie, but I don't want to keep... like, people dying,
I hope to God they don't do some shit like that. I don't think they will, because...
Wanda, I think that was her plan in the TV show.
Because in the TV show, we're going to see Wanda's vision. We're going to see Wanda's, how she wanted it all to go. I don't know how... it'll be half of it going well, and then we're going to find out the second half what's really going on in the real life. And, yeah, she was split up the multiverse, and she's going to live in this fantasy where Vision is alive.
Yeah.
Quicksilver might be alive, you know?
I think we'll see Quicksilver.
We're going to see Quicksilver. Yeah. Quicksilver is coming back, and it's such a perfect way to bring him back.
Yeah.
They're doing... I'm loving how Marvel is bringing these characters and tying them in and stuff. It's so, so good.
But
it feels good when you have something like Disney Plus, you know?
It's fun because he come back for the TV show, but this is a problem. I don't want to be like in the comments, like, somebody die 2 years later, they're back alive.
I don't think they're going to do that because you actually got actors who are paid and get contracts and stuff, you know, and stuff like that. And Vision is actually dead. Vision is dead. He's not going to come back. You're going to see him in the show, right? You're going to see him in there, but it's not going to be real. After that, no more Vision. This is the last time we're going to see Vision. I promise you that. We're not going to see Vision after this. Because after this, Scarlet Witch is going to be a bad guy. I guarantee you that. Scarlet Witch is going to be Scarlet Witch.
Well, she still always jumps, so...
we could see, but
in the end, she might be a bad guy for a little while. Then in the end, she'll be
back. And this is a great way to bring in Magneto and X-Men. Maybe she's the one who creates the mutants. Gives the mutant genes to people. Opens up the multiverse and there's mutants now.
That's the perfect way to do it. Perfect person to do it also.
Doctor Strange is in May 7th. This is a big date for Marvel. Marvel's, the May date is huge. You know? They're giving this movie for a reason. This movie, I'm telling you guys right now, Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness is the biggest and most important MCU movie to date. The most important movie at a long, long fucking time. This is
the most important since Endgame.
But continuing the narrative of stuff?
No,
This is very important.
No, yeah, you're right.
Maybe Civil War was the last important one. I don't even know, to be honest with you. Because we've been in this narrative tread of we're going to fight Thanos, right? We're not in that anymore. I like that. I like that we're kind of like in their own thing now. Back to phase one, but they're so... they're back to phase one where they're so open to do so many things and not really follow a clear narrative where they can just do single stories which will continue on later on. And MCU, obviously, Kevin Feige is open to do something crazy.
Yeah.
He's open. He's going comic booky. He's going very, very comic booky. Some people like it. You know, some people like their realistic take. And some people like their comic book take. I like the comic book take. I like the whole comic book That's what I came here to see. I came here to see comic book stuff, not cheesy, done right, you know?
I like cheesy.
Yeah,
this sounds the most interesting movie. All the movies they announced, this the most interesting. Also, the most interesting show, WandaVision.
Yeah, WandaVision.
Like,
and also, too, Disney Plus is a big thing. They didn't have Disney Plus back in Phase 1.
Nah.
You know? And you got so many characters that might come back. Betty Banner, there's a rumor that she might come back for She-Hulk. You know, we might see Betty again. We might see General Ross might pop up. You're getting, they're bringing back characters in such a smart way. I just give Kevin Feige some credit. He's giving us characters that we haven't seen for a while in the most smartest way to do it. We're gonna see more of Hulk, not in his own movie, not in another movie, but we're gonna see him in She-Hulk. Great way to get more of your Hulk. Great way to get Quicksilver back. You know, Quicksilver to me was kind of wasted in the MCU. Just one movie, but more of a plot device.
Yeah.
He's coming back. Such a great way to do it. Once he comes back, maybe you can actually bring Quicksilver back. I will be fine if Quicksilver actually does come back full time. But that means that pay.
Like, he's not the best Quicksilver.
Better me, obviously. Well, let's see more of him. But yeah, you're right. That pay due, part of that, of him coming back, we need to have Magneto. We need to see Magneto, Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver. Those three. We need to see those three all together in one Marvel movie. Which would be badass. I think fans would love something like that. You know? That's the only way I want Quicksilver coming back. If they bring in Magneto.
You think that we might see him in the TV show?
Who? Quicksilver?
No.
Magneto?
Magneto?
Fuck no. I don't think we're going to see Magneto. I don't know. I think they should honestly retcon it where
they
give their away. Magneto give their away.
Yeah, the way I would retcon it, because they had the staff, and the staff could control people's mind. So the way I say, they use the staff on those two mutants. And just control the mind and change, like them.
Yeah, they could do it. They could do
like that was the way I would do it.
Yeah.
And they were muted the whole time.
They were muted the whole time.
But they were lied to with the staff.
Remember about Shocker Ant.
Yeah, because they were creator.
Yeah. No, they can do something like that.
Yeah, I want to see them to recon the tower.
Yeah, and obviously we want to see Magneto, and we want to see Quicksilver, want to see the Brotherhood with those three, you know? That would be awesome. That would be so awesome. Anything else you want to say about this? I'm honestly hyped for Doctor Strange. This is also a great way to have Nightmare in this movie. Nightmare is going to be mind-controlling Scarlet Witch to turn her evil. Witch is a... Nightmare is a demon from a different universe or some shit like that, and he's seen Scarlet Witch going crazy, so he wants to take advantage of her.
Yeah,
that's such a great way to bring him in. And I want to see this dark horror Doctor Strange action, and it's gonna be great. I cannot wait.
What was the director name?
Scott Derrickson.
He's done a scary movie
before. He's done horror movies before.
We need to see some of his scary movies, see how good he is.
Yeah,
how kiku.
I don't want to see no cheap jump scares. I don't want to see none of that. I want to see genuine, oh shit, that's so freaky looking, like, fuck.
But we might see the chip crowd when he see the zombies.
Zombies, that's the biggest way to do it. And I feel like when he's fighting Nightmare.
Yeah.
When he's fighting Nightmare, Nightmare can do some, you know, look like a freaking demon and shit. And then you can have Scarlet Witch look scary looking like a fucking witch. Like, she just looks evil. This movie, yeah, it should be horror, it should be scary, but it should be evil. Because Doctor Strange go against some evil people.
Yeah.
Demons. He goes against demons and shit, so. Yeah.
I'm really high up for this one.
This one is a the really most high up. For real, we'll see. A little bit more hyped up for this for Spider-Man 3. I love my boy Spider-Man 3. But I don't know.
Nah,
it's a little discussion we can have.
No, it's just Spider-Man.
Doctor Strange 2. This is gonna be crazy.
Yeah, but we don't know what's like.
I know. I think I opened a can of worms right there.
I don't know what they're going to do with Spider-Man. Yeah. Everybody knows because he's Peter Parker.
I got you. But this is hyped up, though. This is for sure right there. This is the most hype. This and Spider-Man are for sure hyped up for 2021 and Batman. I'm hyped up for those three
movies. Wait a minute. They're both coming the same year?
They're all coming the same year. I told you this before.
I forgot about Spider-Man because he was gone and now he's back.
So Spider-Man 2021 in July. We got Batman in June, the month before.
Yeah, I know.
The month before that, we got Doctor Strange in May. So we're getting... Each month we're getting a big movie.
And then we have the TV shows.
To, you know, make sure we... Oh, man. It's going to be good. I cannot wait. Anything else you want to say on this?
Nice. Hype. Clap for next year.
Yeah. No, in 2 years.
2 years. They have to wait 2 years?
You got to wait 2 years. Well, next year we get a trailer.
Yeah. Well, what two movies could be seen next year?
Black Widow and Eternals.
I'm not really that excited for them.
Not really.
I'm interested in what they're going to do, but not excited.
Let's be honest. We're not excited.
No.
We're excited for the 2021 shit. 2021 is going to be the year.
Yeah, the year. Next year, you say break. And
a little break.
And
Falcon. We have Falcon in the fall.
Yeah, I'm
you know.
Excited about that, but... Yeah. Get the movie version.
We'll see what they do.
I'm just like the show guy. I want to see how I should do the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the quality, because it's different show and movie.
Yeah.
And I want to see if it does feel like a movie type.
Yeah.
The show. So I'm excited for the show. The movies, I'm interested in what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
I think the Black Widow, they're going to do something. If they're going to make a third one.
Or second one. I don't want to open those cans of worms, but let's get on with our next topic and end the show. This is more of a discussion. This is not really news or any type of rumor or some shit. But, okay, so Joker has been out and is doing great. It already hit 500 million worldwide for a rated R movie. It already passed something with Venom. I don't know what it passed, but it passed Venom. It's something. It could hit a billion, maybe, hopefully. I'm for sure going to watch it one more time to put that money in. Todd Phillips, Joaquin pockets, yeah. Because they deserve it. They made a great movie. One of the best movies of this year. One of the best movies maybe all time. One of the best movies, you know. What is next for Joaquin Phoenix Joker? He's come out and said that he is talking to Todd Phillips, seeing what they can do with the character. The money talks. Todd Phillips says, no, this is just a one and done. But money is talking, and it's not what Todd Phillips wants. It's what the Warner Brothers wants. They're making money off this. If they make money from all this, of course they want to continue in some way or fashion.
Okay, if they continue...
What are the ways that we could see Joker continue? What's our theories? What are our options we could go?
I think the only way to continue is show him how he could show... The city.
Right. Joker 2.
Yeah, Joker 2. It's still with no Batman, no Superman. Because Batman's still going to be like a teenager at the time. I mean, just continue how he becomes like the leader of all this, like what he does with the power.
You can have a young Bruce Wayne who's getting older, teenager.
Yeah, but I don't think like that's going to be a big story in the.
They put, you know.
Do you want him to fight Batman? I don't think this one feels like he's fighting Batman.
But we don't see it, though. We don't see much of it. This is not a Joker movie. This is an Arthur Fleck character study movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the way...
If we see a sequel... Oh, man, dude. Joker is in it in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And he feels like Joker. But he really is... He becomes Joker when he shoots Murray.
When he
shoots Murray in the face, spoilers. But when he shoots Murray in the face, he becomes the Joker. That's where he becomes a Joker, you know? That's where he becomes a Joker. So, at the end of that, nothing but that, we got Joker. Everything else before that, we didn't get Joker.
Yeah.
But imagine what this Joker could really be, you know? This guy could be... He's not going to be...
But it's not going to be the same movie.
A mastermind, like Heath Ledger. But he could be kind of like a Jack Nicholson if he fights Batman. Almost like... He does it, but he looks different while doing it, you know? Heath Ledger was like this guy who obviously was in war. you know, there's some theories that he was in army before, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, the guy looks like he's ready to fight. He's not going to be that type of Joker from the look standpoint, because he just doesn't look like one. He's more of a crazier, psychopath type of Joker.
Yeah.
Instead of a Heath Ledger who's action, blowing up hospitals. This is not going to be that type of Joker. I don't think we're going to get that type of Joker. But the way how they continue it, if they do Joker 2, it's going to have to be something about him controlling the underground and really going after the wealthy, you know. Now, can that work for a whole movie? Probably not. I'm going to be honest. This movie only really worked because it was a character study. Can Joker 2 be a character study? Probably not. You know, it's going to be the same thing, just like, want to say, Rocky. You know, Rocky, the first one, was a character study. The second one wasn't.
A little bit. The third one was when it went off.
Yeah, third one has become...
The fourth one really went off.
Ken Todd Phillips has to really work his... Because this was easy. This movie was easy for him to do. This was a piece of cake movie for him to do. You know, all about Arthur, Joker. Now can we get a whole movie of Joker? Which is not going to be a character study. It's going to try to be a little more comic booky, realistic comic booky. And can they do it? And is Todd Phillips going to back up? Is he going to back off? Is he one of those? Because he seems like a woke person. You know, he came out, criticized that comedy is woke these days. I can't do comedy because it's trash. He's coming at people some of these movies' throats, which they deserve to get cut off on. You know, and companies, corporates, all that shit. He doesn't seem like the type of guy to sell out to get. Because what I can see is that they give him a lot of money. Throw him a lot of money. Throw Joaquin Phoenix a lot of money. And you get a shitty movie. You get Todd Phillips that just doesn't have that much. You really don't see that much passion towards it.
Yeah.
Just like the way how Christopher Nolan, when he did Dark Knight Rises, you could clearly tell something was about it with Nolan. It just didn't work. There was a lot of plot holes in that movie. I had to watch that movie again. But I know there's a lot of plot holes. There's a lot of questions being asked. A lot of dumb shit in that movie. And you could clearly tell his heart wasn't in it that much, because even though he wanted to do a trilogy, but what I heard is that he wanted to do Inception. Warner Bros. Said, no, you want Inception, you gotta do Dark Knight Rises first, you know. So I don't want something where Todd Phillips
Dark Knight Rises was after Inception.
I know, but he still had to get a green light. This is what I heard. Uh-huh. He still had to get a green light for Inception from Warner Bros. I don't want Tom Phillips going in the second one and he just does a shit show. He just doesn't put that much effort to it. He doesn't put that much passion towards it. You can clearly tell he put a lot of passion and heart to this. It looked easy for him. I was surprised that the same guy who did Hangover did this movie. I'm like, am I watching? And that was the one thing I was saying. I'm scared because I don't know if this guy can pull it off. But he did a great job.
But what's his script though? I don't think it was his script.
He still had to direct it. Did he did a good job directing it? Yes, he did.
Yeah, but I think he got help with Martin Scorsese. But what's his name?
Martin Scorsese, because he's been kind of salty with the Marvel movies, saying that they're not cinema, which, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I feel like there's not his fingerprints in
this movie. I can see that. Well, he was supposed to direct this movie. I don't know if he had that much to do with the... He didn't direct this movie. He did not direct this movie.
No, he didn't. But
maybe they got... I don't know. I think that was just all a rumor. I'm not sure he was
really... It does feel like Jason Todd took...
Todd Phillips.
Yeah, Todd Phillips.
Say Jason Todd.
Sorry. I was thinking about Batman. Got Joker killed
him. Yeah.
But it feels like he... got that from him.
Yeah.
Like, he studied him and tried to be like him a little bit.
Yeah. Well, obviously, there's a lot of feels of Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And then the... another movie from him in the 70s. What's the name? Something about New York?
I don't know.
But, yeah, it feels like...
That the way... Marines movie. Yeah. I'm going to cut that. Yeah, no, I get you.
So, but I'm saying by himself, I don't know if he could do it at all.
Yeah, Todd Phillips?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Second one, I don't know. My way you could continue this is clearly put him in Batman. Not the first one, because the first one's already locked up. They're casting people already. The movie's done. They wrote the script. The movie's going to be filmed next year, you know?
Yep.
You got to bring him in Batman 2. You got to bring him in on Batman 2 or Batman 3.
The same Joker, though? The
same Joker. Joaquin Phoenix can play a 50-year-old Joker. They're going to have to... What Matt Reeves has to do to make it match up well, make sure the first Batman movie is realistic comic book fantasy, because I still want it to be more comic booky than The Dark Knight. You know, I want to see Batman doing more comic booky stuff. Like, kind of like Batman v Superman, where it's like comic booky. We still have that realistic tone, which when Joker pops up, it can match up well. Because I don't know, this is a very, like I said, this is a very realistic take on the world, you know, the city.
Yeah.
Gotham. And we're going to probably get some type of feel of realisticness, hopefully, from Matt Reeves' Batman. But it's still going to be fantasy. It's going to be action. And if those two come together, it's not going to match up that well, you know? It just won't match up well. It just won't. You know, it just can't. Hopefully, Matt Reeves, this is going to be on him and his talents of what he can really prove. If they get Joaquin Phoenix Joker and if Matt Reeves' Batman does great, which I think is going to do great, I think you're having a big win for DC right there if Batman does good. A huge win. You get your one of your main star characters doing great. I haven't seen a great Batman movie since The Dark Knight, since 2008, let's be honest. You get that, you get Joaquin Phoenix Joker, you get the matchup together. That is a clear box office success that I think Warner Bros. Is looking at right now. But honestly, it's going to come down to the first Batman movie. I'm looking at the first Batman movie. I'm not even looking at the movie. I'm looking at the trailer. If the trailer is giving me a realistic feel, a realistic tone, like the first Joker trailer did, we better see these two motherfuckers go off against each other. Because I want to see this Joker and my boy, Robert Pattinson Batman, face off. That will be iconic. You're going to get the Dark Knight for this new generation. The Alpha generation. For yeah. These new kids, you know? I was a young kid watching Dark Knight. You know? And that's going to be years from now. You're going to get the new kids on the street watching a newer version of the Dark Knight. And that will be such an amazing thing to feel again, you know? Because the Dark Knight was an iconic movie. Iconic movie. I want to see something that iconic again. And I have to see it. I want to see Joaquin Phoenix Joker. Not pop up in a Joker 2, because I don't think it's going to work. They're going to have to roll. Both of these directors and writers have to pull off the best they can do if they want to bring back Joker. Because I can't see how they can do it. There's a lot of theories going out there on what they can do with Joker. A lot of theories. There's been a lot of theories just from that ending scene alone. The movie's great, you know. It's great in every level. I think it should deserve some type of Oscar. Joaquin Phoenix for best actor, yes, he should get a nomination. The guy just killed it. And well, we're gonna have to see what else, because it's gonna be some movie that no one watches this year and it's gonna probably get nominated and win like all the awards, so we'll see. But I want to see Joker and Batman face off.
But well, what if you see a different Batman,
Different Joker?
No, yeah, different Joker and Batman.
I don't want to see another Joker.
You don't want to see another Joker?
I'm done with these new Jokers every year.
But what if the first Batman doesn't match up with this Joker?
Then you can't do it.
So after that, you have to put another Joker. Joker,
yep.
Okay, Joker, in the end, he had to fight Joker at some point. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the first one.
No, the first two, I don't want to fight Joker.
You could put him in the third one. You take a break
from Joker.
Yeah, you could fight him with the third one.
They could build it up. Third one could be epic, final. Yeah. The trilogy. This Batman movie also too, because I've been hearing they're gonna add Robin to it. Hopefully they build it up to something where like the death of what was it, Jason Todd?
Jason Todd, yeah.
Jason Todd Robin. He was the first Robin, right?
No, like he's the second Robin. The first Robin was Dick Grayson. He picked Nightwing. Then
So you can have his You can have something like Dick Grayson in the first two movies. The first movie, he's a like teenager kid.
Oh, then Jason Todd in the third one, and he dies in the end.
No, Jason Joker? Todd is in the second one.
Okay.
But you got Nightwing in the second one.
Yeah.
You know, he's becoming, at the end, he becomes Nightwing.
Yeah.
Then you got the third one. Yeah, Jason Todd. For the second time, we see Robin, Jason Todd.
Yeah.
And Joker kills him.
Yeah.
And then the second trilogy, you got the Red Hood trilogy.
He come back to life and...
That would be badass. Yeah. They gotta build this up. Yes, I know. What it feels like sometimes, they just want to do so much thing in one movie.
And I
don't like that about DC. Just relax. You got more movies to go, and it's such nice for the build-ups and the hype for third and sequels. Just take something out of MCU book, playbook, and just add that build-up hype and that take-time hype. Please, I don't want to see Nightwing in the first Batman movie. I don't want to see nothing like that, you know? Give me something we can just relax, calm down, build up. And once we get it, it's like, damn, that was awesome.
But
it'll feel more emotional. It'll feel such a honor, you know?
No, I want that also. I do want to see Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Oh, yeah.
But... They keep rebooting the universe.
Keep on rebooting the universe.
Like, so. We're never going to get there if they keep rebooting it.
This for sure, this time, Batman, this is right now at the moment, this is his universe. This is Batman universe. This is not so. Kind of, you know, they're so. Going to connect it later on in Justice League, but right now, DC is at a standpoint where they're going to take their time. They're going to make these characters have their own stories, their own stuff. No build up, no hype, team up movies. For a while now.
Why not? I really don't care about the Justice League.
I don't care about none of that shit
right now. I just wanted to do the Bat Family.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do the Bat Family. That's anything I want. Like, right now, Justice League is like in the side.
Yeah.
I want to see Nightwing, Red Hook, Batgirl.
All of that.
All of that, yeah.
All of that. That would be... And we could get a Nightwing spinoff movie.
Yeah.
Fuck. Or we could get a Nightwing. Hopefully DC, they can really step up their TV show game. I don't want to be watching this cheesy Flash or cheesy whatever they've been having. And then DC Universe can put some real content. Something, take another thing out of Marvel. Let's have movie like TV shows. Can they do it? Probably not. They don't have the money for it. But hopefully these movies make more money. Hopefully DC goes up. We hope nothing for the best for DC. I don't want people saying that we're fucking fanboys of Marvel. We love DC too. You know, I love me some Batman. I love me some Superman. I love me some Flash. But they've just been shitting the bag recently. But they've been doing a good job at recent. They've been doing a pretty good job. But, you know, they got some bad history from the previous movies they have been having.
Yeah, I watch anything with Batman.
Obviously.
I watch Gotham the whole season. And
yeah, I don't know why you want to watch that.
And it's not like,
I want to see some real shit. I want to see like a Nightwing TV series on HBO Max. HBO Max can be a perfect place where you can put it. You see that Watchmen shit? It could be just like that. You don't even need to have a big budget. It could just be something just like that. That would be badass. Anything else?
Nah, I'm good.
Alright, that's going to be it, guys. Thank you guys for watching this long podcast. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, comment, go follow everything in the link description below. And I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye. Voy a dejar de hablar un poquito y yo...